Listening Dog Media.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Seaman Says with David Seaman. Seaman's Legends of the Game.
He's a First Division. First Division, that gets me as well because I'm a First Division winner. It's like the time before the Premier League. Like, that time doesn't exist, apparently. Anyway, he's a First Division and FA Cup winner and two-time Footballer of the Year. Welcome, John Barnes.
David Seaman and Lindsay Hooper.
This is Seaman Says.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Arsene Wenger wouldn't be happy with you, David, being 5 minutes late. You see how you change. Graham Taylor wouldn't be happy with me. That's why I was on time.
I love it. How are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm just looking for my picture, my little picture in the back behind you. I'm just going to see if I'm on the wall.
Oh, I made it.
No, you weren't in that game, mate. That's the England versus Germany, or Germany-England.
What year was that?
That was 01. We beat them 5-1.
You were still playing then in 01. You're older than me.
Easy,
yeah. No,
I weren't playing.
You lasted a long
that's
time,
for sure. What are you up to, mate?
Nothing much. I'm just going to show you my book's just coming out in October.
Is it? Very nice.
They just sent me the hard copy.
Wow.
Very good.
Okay.
But it's not, this is not, they've got to put my picture on there because you're on here as well, because you got a good mentor. Don't worry about that, but that's okay. It's all good.
Do I need to?
So I've got a headline. So I'm just doing all the PR for that.
Oh, brilliant.
Are you still struggling with your leg?
I mean, my knee, because you know when I ruptured my knee. So the knee's fine. But because I didn't really do any work, rehab on my thigh and build it up. So I can't run around and play anymore. So yeah. And that's still there, David, as you can see.
Oh, look at that.
Oh my word. We have just, if people aren't watching the video of this, your shoulder is unreal. The bone sticks out at a very strange angle. What is that from? You
know, it's not a problem with a warrior like me. You know, you can take it.
How did you do it, Vansy?
At my son's wedding, playing volleyball. And I ruptured my knee and I did my shoulder at the same time. You know, when you're at our age, Dave, this is 2 years ago, you should be doing things like that.
Oh, no. And it was right before Harry's Heroes, weren't it, when you were supposed to be playing?
I became the assistant manager. That's why we won. But if it was,
We won twice, mate, by the way.
Hey, if I was playing, we wouldn't have won, let me tell you.
Did you enjoy doing that, mate? I really did.
Oh, it was good, yeah. And, you know, when people are talking about, are you going to be able to do another one? And you're thinking about it, and to be honest with you, the only thing we can do, which I think could work, and that's the only other one, and it'll have to be the end, is a Scotland one. You know what I mean? A trip to Scotland, because they're England-Scotland. Yeah, we can't go to South America. We can't go to Africa. We can't go to Asia. So, of course, we've done Europe. We've done at home. So the only other one, I think, is England-Scotland, you know, with Animal Collins and all of those people. So I think that could work.
You did so well as an assistant manager in that.
Yeah, because I have to do all the work, because Harry was doing nothing.
Harry wasn't doing anything. But did that not give you a bit of a taste for it?
Taste for what?
Assistant manager, manager in the future.
We'll call me back.
Yeah, but it's not real life, though, is it? I've always had a taste for management. Oh, yeah, I've always had a taste for it. But, of course, you know, that's just for television.
It was good fun, though. It was good fun. Bardsy, what's your opinions on Liverpool at the moment? Because when I look at it, I'm thinking, whoa, they're back.
They're looking strong. And, you know, people are talking about signings. And they say that, you know, a lot of people have made signings this year, albeit not major signings, but not a lot of signings. But I look at it this way. We got Thiago and Jota towards the end of last year. They're two signings. We've signed. We haven't signed them, but they're now back after a year. Van Dijk, Matic, Gomez. We've signed Tsimikas. And we've signed Konate as a centre-back. So in the last 6 months, let's say, we've made really, really good signings. So I'm looking at that squad now. And you got Curtis Jones from last year is going to be pushed in. You have the young boy Javier who's now going to be pushed in. I don't think we need any signings. No. I don't think we need any at all.
Aren't those the best signings? The ones that don't
Well, the best signings are the ones you already have. They're proven. They've done well. They've been out for a while. They're now back. They're fit. And as I said, we had Thiago and Jota, who signed 5-6 months ago with no crowd. They're like new signings coming in. We signed Konate for a lot of money. He's now another centre-back. So we've got four centre-backs who could play. We got Jota who can play up front. And don't forget, we still have players like Origi and people like that who haven't left. So the whole idea of making signings doesn't make sense to me for any club.
No, not when you've got players like that that are now coming back, like you say, and when they were playing, you won the league.
Absolutely. You know, so, absolutely. And we strengthened.
Yeah. You know, so the confidence must be massive.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, the problem you have as well with signings, no matter what signings you make, are they going to be integrated into the team? Will it take them time to settle? So we have really had the benefit of Jota and Thiago settling last year when things weren't going well. So, you know, regardless of whether you make signings or not, as you know, Manchester City are interesting. Yes, they won 5-0, but you saw them in the first against Tottenham. How are they going to fit Jack Grealish into a system where you already have other players? That may take time, whereas we don't have to take time because everybody's already there.
Yeah. No, you
look like you've got a new manager as well without his glasses now.
And his new teeth, yeah. Well, you know, we have our new manager, so.
That's a set of gnashes, that. But he does, he looks really different without his glasses, because when I first saw him, I was like, there's something different about him. And then,
look, you know, in Liverpool, we prefer the old scruffy Jurgen. I think he's looking to go down south, maybe Arsenal, because he's cleaning himself up. You know, we like them rough and ready in Liverpool. I don't know why he's tidying himself up. He must be looking for a move down south.
I reckon his lookalike is gutted. You know, the guy that went around Wembley, because I think it was the glasses that really just, people didn't look too close.
I did a program with him, the guy, with Crouchy. Crouchy's thing that he has on television.
Yeah,
he
was actually there. David was on that
and
too,
he actually, he's from London, but he now speaks like him. And to be honest with you, I think that his glasses, the glasses are fine, you know, because I think people would always still identify Jurgen with the glasses, much as not wearing them now. You see that guy in the glasses. In fact, he looks more like Jurgen than Jurgen does now.
That's brilliant.
He looks like Jurgen should look.
Yeah, that's right. What I want to do, Bonzi, I want to get your thoughts on what you think of Arsenal, because obviously you've not got any ties there, you know, and like when I look at it, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm so frustrated. But what are your views on that?
Look, it's going to take time. And I felt, listen, when Kenny Dalglish left and Liverpool changed, when Sir Alex Ferguson left, when Arsenal left, and you know, being there, being entrenched, having the foundation of what's going to happen, regardless of how it ended, they were still on solid foundations. Now, you have to rip them up by starting again, which took Liverpool time, which is still taking Man United time after Sir Alex. And it's going to take Arsenal time. the one thing I would say about that is because Arteta is so entrenched in the Barcelona where he came from philosophy and then Pep at Manchester City, and they are unique in that unless you have those players to play that way, you can't not get those players and do it half-heartedly in terms of that's the way we want to play, but we're not able to get those players because from a financial point of view, we can't afford to get those types of players, if you know what I mean. Yeah. So I think he's getting caught in between a rock and a hard space by saying, let's still have this philosophy of the way Man City play or Barcelona. That's how I want to play. But the reality is they haven't got the players to do that. So therefore, I think they have to adapt. Mm. You have to give Smith Rowe and Saka people at that time. But unfortunately, you don't want to have young players in a team that's struggling because that could then their confidence. So, but the good thing about it is that everyone's still supportive of him. I think the fans still are. Okay, they lost the first two games. And I think that they're going to have to suffer before they can get to where they want to be. So I think they really have to stick with it, support him. And I'm sure they'll come good because they still have good players.
Yeah, they have. And like I was saying to the guys earlier, that you know we've still got probably three, maybe four players that would be first choice that haven't started this season yet. You know, you look at Lacazette and Aubameyang and then Partey and then Odegaard. You know, these are players that are going to walk straight into the team.
Odegaard is going to come straight in. The thing about it is that as far as Lacazette and Aubameyang, as most of them, they are the two most important players of Aubameyang, Arsenal have to get away from this. Is he staying? Is he staying? Is he committed? You can't go from 1 week to the next. He's happy. He wants to go Barcelona. The same thing at Man United with Pogba. You have to then say, I'm staying, I'm committed, even if I'm going to be on the bench, if I play, if I don't score. Whereas if Arsenal doesn't play well, is Aubameyang going to be happy? If they play well, he's happy. You can't have that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who is the best current winger in the Premier League, John?
Good question. Well, you don't have wingers anymore. The best current winger in the Premier League is Trent Alexander. He's not a winger. You know, because football has now changed insofar as you don't have wingers going down the line to put crosses in for centre forwards, and that's what a winger does. So if you look at Mane and Salah, for example, Salah plays as a winger. He's out wide, but he's a top scorer. So you may say he's the best winger, but he's not the best winger because he doesn't create chances by going down the line and putting crosses in. So the best wide player, I would say the best wide player is for me, is Salah. If you look at Damari Gray, who's an out and out winger, for example, because of Calvert-Lewin playing up front, he's going to get down the line and put crosses in. So, but is he as good as a Salah playing out wide? So you have to have the right. And Arsenal, Saka is not a winger. You know, he's a wide player who will come in field and score goals and be creative. So the whole idea of wingers for me now, that really doesn't exist anymore.
Mm. Yeah. So how are you feeling about getting back into management, Barnsley? Has that done now? Or
No, the feeling is still there. But of course, the opportunity, as you know, Dave, is going to be difficult. Yeah. You know, so I'm not holding my breath, put it that way, because it is what it is. And I've always said, because if you look at English managers getting into football, and I'm not talking about the Premier League, you know, even if you look at the Championship, they're getting a lot of Spanish and German and managers going into the Championship. You know, Huddersfield and places like that. So it's very difficult even for British managers to get into management. So it's not something that I would ever write off, but it's not something I'm necessarily feeling is going to happen.
Would you go right down the leagues like
Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank can afford to go down the leagues in terms of you can earn $40,000 a year and do nothing else because Jimmy's minted, whereas John Barnes isn't with his seven kids. So therefore, I can't afford to do that, unfortunately. Because of course, if I could afford to, I definitely would. I love football. If I could afford to, I'm saying, because when you're a manager, I can't do Paris Heroes, you can't do anything else, I can't go and do television shows. And therefore, if I could afford to, I definitely would. So hopefully, when my book sends 10 million copies and I can make a bit of money, I can then say yes. I'd be willing to go to manage. Where are you from again, Dave? Hartlepool, where are you
Rotherham,
from? Yorkshire?
Rotherham.
No, that's too high for me.
You don't want to
go there. That's too high for me. Rotherham's too high. What's a little team around you?
A little team that are playing white. Leeds.
Oh, that's too big. I'm talking about a team, not a league team around you. Come on.
No, you've got the Sheffield teams and that.
They're too big, David. I'm talking about below Rotherham around Yorkshire.
You need someone like a Southend or a Colchester or something like that.
That's like, but up north.
Oh, okay.
Wrong call. I'm with you.
This is a really bad conversation for offending fans.
What do you mean? Offending them by saying Don Barnes is going to come and manage you. No. I mean, I'm not even good enough for Southend or Colchester. Sorry to offend you, Colchester fans. Okay, I'm not really
coming. Have you enjoyed doing the book, mate?
Well, it's been 8 years in the making. Yeah, because I'm doing it myself. It's not ghostwritten. I've written it myself.
Oh, brilliant.
That's why it's taking a long time.
You've got to make sure you say that every time you get interviewed, because so many people are going to presume that you've had a ghostwriter.
Yeah.
It's really important.
No, and that's why it's taken so long. And while I sent it to the editors for them to edit and to obviously put the punctuations in the right place, I've made pains to say, do not change a word. Just formulate it in the right way, structure it in the right way, but the words are all my words, which is obviously why it took them. Because if you hear how quickly I speak, I write as quickly and as disjointed.
I wouldn't want to transcribe your interviews.
Exactly,
no.
That's why it's taken 7 years.
When I did my book, Vons, even like way back in 98, I think it was, I did it from the riverbank. Just pulled up in my car, put my rods out fishing, and then I just spoke to this guy and we just taped it on there. Just all from the bank.
That's what I did with the first one. Heavenly Winter did my first book. And of course, that's all I did. He came to stay with me for weeks and we just spoke. And of course, he taped everything and wrote it. Unfortunately, I'm the one who's had to type this out. And of course, you know, being our age, David, we're not good at computer, so imagine us me typing out word for word.
Oh, mate, I know. Well, the lads know what it's like, because I have to get Frankie to come and set me up on this computer.
Well, that's what happens when you have a young wife, you see, Dave. I've got one of them as well, but she was working, so she didn't help.
Barnsley, it's been absolutely brilliant having you on, mate. Thanks for coming on.
As always, Dave, my pleasure. Book. Take care.
Cheers, see you soon. John. Nice one. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Seaman Says. In conversation.
Thanks for listening to Seaman Says. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review, and you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Seaman Podcast. See you later.
This is a Listening Dog Media production.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.